Republican Representative George Santos has provoked the use of a particular word, shame, as in no shame. Santos fabricated much of his life story, but declines to step down from Congress, leading to this response from State Senator Jack Martins, who also represents New York's Long Island.
It is probably impossible for us to get someone who has no shame to do what is right.
NPR's Tamara Keith reports that shamelessness can be useful.
There was a time when shame was a powerful force in American politics. That time is not now, and it makes surviving scandals easier than it used to be.
We seem to be in a national version of that schoolyard game, top this, that if you do want to get into the shame hall of fame, you have to do a lot more than you had to do even 10 years ago.
That is former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, who has been following the Santos drama with interest. A little more than 10 years ago, Weiner tweeted out an up-close image of himself in boxer briefs. He lied about how it happened, and it only got worse from there. He ultimately resigned.
I still today have people who stop me on the street and say, you know what, you probably could have survived that scandal if you just put your head down.
That wasn't an option. Democratic leadership made it clear he had to go.
Problem is that if you want to be successful in politics, you need to be able to represent your neighbors and your constituents. It's really hard to do that when quite literally no one wants to be seen with you.
Weiner later served time in prison for texting obscene material to a 15-year-old girl. These days, he hosts a local radio show. Santos has lied about, among other things, being Jewish, his mom dying on 9/11, and having employees killed in the Pulse nightclub shooting. But with a narrow majority in the House, Republicans have shown no real desire to force him out. Political scientist Laura Brown wrote her dissertation on congressional scandals. She says short of arrest, there is little to rein in a politician who doesn't care what people think.
Everything else is just about some level of personal pride and shame. And if you are completely shameless, then you can get away with quite a bit in our world.
Former President Donald Trump proved again and again that the rules of political gravity only apply if you care about the rules. Just a month before he was elected in 2016, old footage came out of him casually describing groping women.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
Republicans were calling for him to step aside or refusing to defend him. Trump somehow turned it to his advantage, saying the media and establishment were out to get him. Then came Greg Gianforte, a Republican candidate for Congress in Montana. He body slammed a reporter on the eve of a 2017 special election and won anyway. He later pled guilty to misdemeanor assault. Before long, Trump had turned it into a punchline.
And I said, oh, this is terrible. He's going to lose the election. Then I said, well, wait a minute. I know Montana pretty well. I think it might help him. And it did.
Gianforte just kept on winning. And now he's the state's governor. And then there's former Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat who faced a scandal about decades earlier dressing up in blackface. A who's who of Democrats demanded that he resign. But Northam persisted, and eventually the controversy faded. Northam is an exception of a Democrat who gutted it out, says Tim Miller, who worked on Jeb Bush's presidential campaign. He says Democratic politicians pay attention to bad headlines in the mainstream media.
Democratic voters care, and the media environment that Democrats are in lends itself much more to accountability.
For Republican politicians, says Miller, a former Republican, it can be played as a witch hunt.
Donald Trump and the conservative media echo chamber has made powering through a lot easier than it used to be.
Shamelessness can give a politician staying power, but it is also corrosive, says Miller.
Then you kind of get yourself into this place where there are, you know, no excuses, no standards, no accountability.
And that, says political scientist Laura Brown, is unfortunate. It reinforces the idea that many people already have, that all politicians are liars.
Most people, when they think about politics, they think about our institutions, they think about Washington in general, they believe that all politicians are corrupt and everything is rigged.
Not only does that degrade trust in institutions, she says, it leads people to believe that if it's rigged anyway, they might as well rig it in their own favor. Tamara Keith, NPR News.